making sure it's, oh, there's no wind. Oh, then it's not going to work. There should be another one back there. Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. We want to welcome you on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost. And we are glad that you're with us here as it's starting to feel a little late fallish out there. And but we are so glad that you're with us. And we want to welcome those that will be listening later on online. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how can I trust God when I'm facing suffering in life. And we'll be kind of looking at that and God's resources that are available for us. So as we begin our service this morning, let's join together and stand and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all God's people.
With shouts of joy, celebrate God's love.
Let us open our hearts to God's loving presence.
God is doing such wonders in our midst.
Come, let us worship God with hearts and voices. Well, let's join together there for our first hymn number 47, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint, Holy, Holy, Holy. We're going to be singing all four verses. Holy, holy, holy. Our song shall rise to thee. blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crown around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who word and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though I apologized on the first two verses. The words were wrong, and I'll just have to make sure I check internet verses much better. So, well, let's join together for our opening prayer this morning. Gracious God, we gather in your name to express our delight in being your children. Grant that our worship will draw us near to you and to one another. May your Spirit fill this place and guide us as we worship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to be turning to our next hymn, number 270, In the Garden. And we'll be singing all three verses there this morning. Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he talks with me, he talks with me, and he tells. Joy we share, sweet tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. Well, I'm going to invite our kids this morning.
Was there just one?
Two.
As kids, we don't experience that quite as much because
Us adults want to protect you. But as we become adults, that's not always the case, and we go through pain and suffering and different things in a variety of ways. And that's where we need God's help. And we have to remind ourselves that God is always there for us. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs this morning.
And I'm going to invite the rest of the congregation as... Oh, and the youth are going down. I think there's a couple of them this morning. And as we go to our time of prayer, we want to invite you guys to share your joys and concerns before we pray this morning. Someone this morning, joy or concern? Yeah. What is his first name?
Julian Jackson.
Julian, okay.
And also, let's pray for the folks that are working down there. I spoke with one of them yesterday. He said they expect to find over 500 bodies.
Are you talking about in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said the sand came from under the ocean and just literally covers the bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, the storm surge is always what's so dangerous, and because that can whip people around, even if sometimes you try to get in a safe place or carry you, like she was saying, carrying you out. Yeah, definitely that's going to be quite a while for that changes and everything. So someone else, joy or concern? Yes. Okay. Unspoken, so we know. I saw another hand. Go ahead.
One of my nieces down in Kentucky, her baby has that RSV. It's in the hospital with oxygen. She's only 6 weeks old, weighs 7 pounds.
Yeah, RSV can be bad, and yes, we definitely need to keep. Do you happen to know the little one's name?
Parker.
Parker, okay. So we want to remember Parker in our prayers. Little baby Parker there in Kentucky with RSV. Definitely want to be praying for that infection. Now, someone else. Yeah. Okay. We know the Lord knows those. Yeah. Unspoken. Okay. Do that. I saw several. Let's go. I'm going to go over this way and work this way. Yes, amen for that. Yes. Go ahead. Okay. And there was another hand.
Yeah.
Unspoken. Okay. Well, we know that God knows those. And during our prayer time here in a moment, you can lift those up and voice those to God. So. Okay. Well, thank God for that then. Thank God for that. I've never heard of that, but yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. I was just talking to somebody about that. That we need some rain just so that to settle. Yes. Yes, because I know sometimes farmers, when they're running and it's this dry, they're concerned about fires and everything else that can happen. So, and then I saw another hand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we want to remember Mac in our prayers. What was it? Yeah.
Beverly's still having problems with her ears.
Okay. We want to remember that. ask just I two things I want to thank God for. Many of you know that my brother Mike had, I told you a couple weeks ago that he was going to go in for an ablation, and I asked for prayers for him. He had the ablation done early in this week, and when he was on the table, his heart went into arrhythmia, and they were able to find the exact electrical problems in his heart because of that, and they zapped him and did the ablation with him to correct that so his heart wouldn't go out of. Yeah, at first when Melanie sent us the text, we were like, oh my gosh, it happened on the table. But the surgeon said if that wouldn't have happened, they would have only been guessing fully or would have had to do a bunch of testing to find out where the electrical things in his heart was not functioning right and causing the arrhythmia. And then that would set off his defibrillator inside of him all the time and knock him on the floor, you know. So we're very thankful. He's recovering, needs strength. I appreciate your prayers for that. We want to continue praying for Jill. She had a day this week where Dale had to take her to the emergency room, and she needed to get fluid, and I think it was potassium, I believe, right, was low. And so she needs that strength. I'm not sure. I wish Jody was here this morning. She wasn't feeling good. But I don't know if Monday right away she starts again, or if it's the following week. I get lost with time. So, but I appreciate your prayers. Glad to see Jean here this morning. I still have her on the list, but she's doing much better. And she's going to be going to see a specialist coming up here, and hopefully they can figure out why she was having those spasm-like things that were going on, and praying there. And for Jim and Kay, continue to lift them up and appreciate your prayers for them. Anybody else this morning before we go? Okay. Okay, so he's going to be going into surgery, right? Okay, that's what I thought you said, Ian. Okay. And
my brother Sam and his wife both have COVID. And also my friends Linda, JC, and Carla, they all three live in the same house. They all three have COVID. Mm.
Okay. Any others? Do you know his first name? Okay. So that's Brenda's brother, what you said, right? Okay. Well, we know the Lord knows who that is, and we definitely want to pray that they'll be able to get that fixed, because that's serious there with the torn aorta. So Brenda's brother. And anybody else? All right. So we'll give you a chance to lift up some of these names this morning to you. Yeah.
I think we'll be praying for Diana too. She's having a time.
Okay. We can lift up Diana too to the Lord. And hopefully she's okay. And we'll see once there. Appreciate your prayers for her. So as he gets us started, it'll give you a chance to pray for these different needs, and then I'll come and close us out.
Thank you.
Lord, right now, we just want to lift up Diana to you. And Lord, we don't know what's going on exactly. But Lord, we just ask for your touch upon her. And those that are with her right now, that you'll just give them wisdom and guidance as they are trying to help her. And we ask that you would touch her right now in the name of Jesus and minister to her and give her strength and grace right now, we pray. And Lord, we just thank you that you are the one that we can turn to. And Lord, as we pause this morning, we are grateful for the joys that we heard. And we do give you thanks. And we do give you praise. And we are just so amazed at your faithfulness in our lives. Even when we go through times that are very difficult and hard. And we are grateful that you are there with us. And we lift up those that have been mentioned. Lord, we lift up Julian right now, who was hit by this car. God, we just ask that you administer with all of these broken bones and everything, God, that you'll just minister and extend your grace and give the doctors wisdom. We pray for Ellie. Lord, we continue to pray for your strength for her and your touch for her, giving her grace in the midst of everything that she's going through right now. We lift up Ian to you, Lord. Lord, that you will just touch and minister there, that's going in for surgery. You'll guide and direct there. Lord, we pray for baby Parker, Lord, with this RSV infection. God, we just ask that you would just touch and minister right now and help the medicine as they are treating to work. We pray for Phyllis and Mac this morning that were mentioned both with strokes. God, we just ask for your healing touch and grace there. We lift up Mike, Lord, to you and ask for your continued strength and healing for his heart and rest for his body, Lord. We lift up Bev to you and ask that you would continue to minister to her and touch her as only you can do there. And Lord, we lift up Jill to you, God, asking for your continued strength and healing touch. We pray for Jean, Lord, as she's going to be going here soon. I'm not sure when, but when she goes to see that specialist, Lord, that they'll be able to have a better understanding of what's happening and what's going on to help her with her body, Lord. And we just ask for your grace and your healing touch there. We pray for Brenda's brother, Lord, with this torn aorta. God, you know what's going on and what's happening and why that was canceled. Lord, we just pray that you will work that all out and they'll be able to fix that and mend that and work on that, God. Lord, we pray for the farmers in the field, Lord. Continue to lift them up to you. Lord, we lift up those five unspoken needs today that were mentioned. God, you know what those are, and we just ask for your hand to be extended in those situations and that you would work and make a way where there seems to be no way. We lift up the folks in Florida and some of the other areas that were so hard hit by the hurricane. God, that's going to be a long recovery. We're thankful for organizations and ministries that are working on the ground there to help all the first responders that are there. So many different varieties of them that are there helping to recover and rescue and so many things. God, we just pray for grace and strength during those times. And pray for families that need your comfort right now with the loss of those loved ones, that you would minister there as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up these various ones that were mentioned that are dealing with COVID right now, that you would just minister and touch there as only you can do. And God, we thank you for that. And Lord, we lift up Jim and Kay. We just continue to pray for your strength and your healing touch and grace there. And God, we thank you for that. And Lord, we just pray for your blessing on the rest of this service. Lord, that you will just bless and speak as we break the bread of your word open today. And may it encourage our hearts and let us know that you are faithful and you are with us no matter what we walk through in life. And God, we're thankful today for all of that as we ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. As I always say, thank you for your faithfulness. And that is how the work of the ministry here at the church continues. And God continues to use those funds and us to be a blessing in our community and around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Lord, we bring these gifts as expressions of our love for you. Use and multiply their benefit for the building of your kingdom. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from Lamentations chapter 3 this morning. We're going to be reading verses 19 through 25. And then there are two additional verses I want to add in that I want to touch on this morning to help give us some perspective with this path through suffering this morning. So Lamentations chapter 3 verses 19 through 25. The memory of my suffering and homelessness is bitterness and poison. I can't help but remember and am depressed. I call all this to mind, therefore, and I will wait. Certainly, the faithful love of the Lord hasn't ended. Certainly, God's compassion isn't through. They are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I'll wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the person who seeks him. And then Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, and Isaiah 61, verse 3. 41. Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my strong, upright hand. And then Isaiah 61. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness. For God has planted them like strong and graceful oaks for his own glory. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of God's word this morning. And that God would give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us. Amen and amen. There once was a farmer who stopped by his neighbor to tell them that their son was stuck in a mud hole. Well, how deep is he sunk? The boy's father asked. Oh, about to his ankles, the farmer replied. Well, said the farmer, only up to his ankles. We've got time. Come on in and let's sit down and have a drink for a little bit and talk and catch up. I don't think so, said the other farmer back to him. He's in head first. I shared that with you. It's kind of funny, but also because sometimes life can be that way, where we're up to our ankles and we're in head first. And maybe you've been experiencing that lately. And the question that I asked earlier on the PowerPoint, and I had put it on Facebook too, is how can I trust God when I'm suffering? Now, I expect that you have heard that question before, surely from others, or maybe you have thought it from your own heart. One of the hardest things in life is to keep going and continue to trust God when times when God seems distant or uncaring towards us. Times when suffering is painful, even sometimes unrelenting. In times like these, we might ask, how can I trust God when I'm suffering? Well, to be sure, as I think we all know, there are no easy answers to the problem of suffering. Yes, we affirm God is loving, gracious, and good, yet we also know the reality of pain and suffering. And as a result, we're kind of caught in between the two, don't we? We live in between that we know that God is good and faithful, but also we know the reality of pain in our lives. And even the best responses out there that we've heard from preachers, philosophers, I don't know, TV, talk show people or whatever, can fail to satisfy our souls when our bodies are aching or our hearts are heartbreaking. I know this both from my own experience with it and as a pastor for all these years. People in pain understandably ask, if God loves me and God is good, why am I going through this horrible situation right now in my life? Why doesn't God do something? Here's what I want you to see. I'm not going to answer those questions. But what I am going to do this morning is I'm going to suggest a pathway through the suffering involving two resources that I want to focus on. There's many, many more, but I want to center in on two from our readings today that I hope will help us through times of suffering in our lives. That first pathway, so to speak, is and resource is the witness of Scripture. The witness of Scripture. Now, what this is one of the most helpful resources God gives us when we suffer is the testimony of Scripture. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Scripture does not give easy answers to suffering that might satisfy us or give us scientific answers or proofs. Nevertheless, it does offer us insights, testimonies, and experiences of people that have gone through it in the Bible that guide us in our thoughts and comfort us through our pain. And so as we look at that, I want to share three things under this real quickly about that. First of all, Scripture testifies to the fact of suffering. The Bible doesn't lie. If you've read through there, we see that there are people that suffer in the Bible. The most obvious one is Job. We're familiar with that, and we know that. And we see this in our Lamentations reading this morning. The poet who went through suffering when Judah was in exile is when he or she, whoever it is, we're just not told, remembers that suffering. It's like bitterness or a poisonous pill to them. And Scripture teaches us that suffering is not imaginary, but rather an inescapable part of our existence. And when we read Scripture, we cannot but recognize how it affirms the reality and pervasiveness of suffering. Second thing there I want you to see is Scripture affirms suffering is not part of God's intention for us. God never meant that we were to suffer. But I can tell you this, God will work in our suffering. Work on us. Work on other people and work on situations in our world because of suffering. Because God did not create the world as a place of suffering and pain. Genesis 1 affirms creation as good and very good. But Genesis 3 reveals pain and suffering comes as consequences to human choices. Romans 8 shows suffering is part of the groaning of this world, until one day it's transformed and made new. So when we witness or experiencing suffering, we rightly sense that something's not right when we see somebody in pain or hurting. And we rightly long for the day when God will wipe away every tear. In the meanwhile, though, tears are an unavoidable part of our life. They are part of the suffering that fills our world. And then the other thing I want you to see here under the witness of Scripture is Scripture offers words of promise when we hurt or doubt. The first Isaiah passage, Isaiah 41, don't fear because I am with you, is one scripture passage that I share every time I do a funeral. Because those verbs, let me read it for you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. And I will hold you with my strong, upright hand. Every one of those verbs, strengthen, hold, all of those that are there, help you. Couldn't find it there for a second. Help you. Every one of them are in a verbal form that means God will do it and be there. And Jesus reminds us that we will face tribulations, but we are to take courage. Or the old King James says, take heart, because I have overcome the world. And then he declares at the end of Matthew, I am with you to the end. And that is the affirmation and witness of Scripture. And remember I said there's just two things that we could look at here. But if you go through Scripture, you can find all kinds of other things that can help us, to strengthen us when we're going through those times. And then the second thing I want us to focus on, so that kind of that pathway or resource of witness of Scripture. And then the other one, obviously, is the presence of God. The presence of God. And two things I want to highlight. Amid suffering, God provides comfort for our pain and sometimes healing. We know that from Scripture. We see that, especially in the New Testament. But I want to focus a little bit on that Isaiah 61 passage, because that verse, if we would have read the first two verses of Isaiah 50 or 61, it says this: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news. And then it goes on, and then to our reading. Jesus in Luke 4 quotes that when he begins his ministry and says, this is what God has called me to do. And one of those is to comfort, to comfort. And comfort here in Isaiah 61 conveys a couple things, joining in with a passage out of Jeremiah where he talks about that part of that is relief. Part of that is relief, however that is, through our times of grief, humiliation, tears, suffering, pain. I mean, you could just broad categories there, that God is able to bring us some relief in the midst of that. And I don't know how all that works out for every person in each one of us that's gone through it. But also then in the Isaiah passage, it says that God brings something that is beautiful for suffering's effects upon it. We know it as beauty for ashes. Ashes were usually put on people's heads as a sign that they were mourning. And Isaiah says that God is able to bring something beautiful into our lives in the midst of that. Oil of joy in the midst of what we go through. Garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. You know, if you've ever gone through any kind of suffering and pain, that heaviness is a real reality in our lives in that moment. Because sometimes we can get so discouraged when we're going through that. The Hebrew uses an idiom that means your spirit is barely lit anymore. Like a flickering candle that's just can't, it's a, we've seen it up here when the juice and those things go out. And you start to see it flicker, and then all of a sudden it goes out. Sometimes that's the way in Hebrew discouragement is described. It's like the light inside of us is barely flickering, and if you've gone through pain and suffering, It's like sometimes you're wondering if it's going to stay lit in the middle of that because you're hurting so bad. But God brings a garment of praise when we feel discouraged like that. God's presence in our suffering does help to redeem our pain, even if it is still with us. And then the last thing there, amid suffering, God's unfailing love and grace are always with us. And that's what I was talking to the kids with. God's commitment to us does not cease when we're facing suffering. God's infinite mercies never stop happening. They're not cut off in our lives. They are unique, special, and unexpected every day. God's faithfulness is abundant. And like the poet, we too can affirm God's faithful love and grace in our lives, even in times of suffering. So as I close this out, I just want to ask a couple things. What helps you understand suffering? What has helped you remain faithful when life has been rough and tough and thrown its worst at you? What passages of Scripture have been helpful and encouraging to you as you've experienced pain in life? May the Lord give us grace and unfailing love when we're going through difficult and painful times. These resources. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a quick moment or two. If you want to say hi to a few people, and then we will close out with our chorus, Majesty, this morning, hymn number one. The hymn book, it's hymn number one, A Majesty This Morning. Let's sing it now. Majesty, worship His Majesty unto glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from His throne unto His own. His anthems raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. majesty. Worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Let's sing it through again. Majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all honor and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his anthems raise. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Oh, majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. Go forth, knowing the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We go into the sea with a song in our hearts.
Go now with God's blessing, and may God guide you in the ways of faithfulness all your days. Amen.